Today's daf is Hayriyas Daf Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, the first of the three Mishnayas, in the middle of Daf Tal Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Chav and Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloime Ben Chayaleh. So we're moving along here in Meseches Hayriyas, dealing with halachos related to a yachid or a rabbin that did an avera b'shoikik, an avera that had they done b'mezid, they would have been chayiv kores, but they did so al pi hayras bezdin. So bezdin, paskin, made a fatal error in their psak, people acted upon it. It would seem that those people now violated Parshan, the Torah, B'shoigig. The question is, are they Chayev Achatos or are they not Chayev Achatos? Now, up until this point, the primary focus was on the Yochid that acted upon the Hora of Bezin. First halacha of the Masechta is that halacha yachid in that type of situation, he's going to be potter. Stating that, we saw in the Gemara, it's only the opinion of a yachid, chachamim oimrim, the chachamim hold, that even the yachid's going to be chayiv, and that is in fact the Shittas HaRambam, in Hilchos Shkogos, that a yachid that doesn't have aver b'shoigig al pi hayras bezdin is going to be chayiv. Yesterday's daf, we made a big deal, it's a Mishnah, a sugya in Chas, about what would be in the event that the yachid acted upon the hayra of bezdin after Bezdin was already Chayzer. Would that change anything or not? Four Shittas in the Tanoim, clearly it would change something. Loit many. From this point forward, as it relates to this Chelek of the Sugya, we're going to focus more on the Rabbin that acted upon Hayras Bezdin. Now, high level, we know already, we spoke about this yesterday, we spoke about this in the Hakdamah to the Masechta, in the event that Bezdin paskins, Chayvei Krisos, and makes a mistake, and Roiv of Klai Yisrael acts upon it, the halacha is, it's Mefurish in the Torah, that Klai Yisrael had to bring a carbon chatas, that chatas was unique, it was a bull. They had to bring a par, what's known as the par helam davar shel tzibur. In the event that the hayra was related to avodah zarah, then they have to bring a par and a sayer. The par becomes an oila, and it's the sayer that ends up being a chatas. In terms of who pays for the carbon, was it in fact only one carbon? That's what it sounds like. And some of the other prate dinim, we saw a little bit of it up until this point. Today's daf, we're going to really, really get into it. Truth is, we mentioned that the Mishnah we're up to now is the first of three Mishnayas on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The first two are going to be Negei, the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but they're going to go a little bit quicker. It's the third Mishnah where the Avodah is going to be. That's this monster Daf Hey that we have looming, and that Mishnah is really going to get into the mathematics of Hayriyas. Is it one carbon? Is it several carbonas? What if it wasn't every single shevet that sinned? There was only Roiv of the Shvatim or a Miyat of the Shvatim. Different shitas in the Tanan. It's a fun daf if you're able to hold cheshman. Either way, we begin with the first of these three Mishnayas on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, look at Mishnah. Hayru Bezdin. In the event that Bezdin paskind v'yada echod mehem shetahu, and one of the Dayanim that was there realized that Bezdin's making a mistake. And he told them, I want you to know, you are making a mistake. Or Bezdin made a mistake, but the Mufla of the Bezdin, that's the superstar, that's the highest ranking member of the Bezdin, the Reshiva, the Nasi, he wasn't there. Or if one of the members of this Bezdin was either a Ger, a Ger Tzedek, a Mamzer, self-explanatory, or a Nasen. Or if one of the members of the Bezdin was an older person that's not ra'oi to have children, or some say never had children, Hareze Pater, the halacha is that if they made a mistake and Roiv of Klai Yisrael acted upon it, it would not trigger the halacha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. What's the makar to that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says here regarding the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the word Eda, from Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, referring to Bezdin that made the mistake, the Nemar Lahalon, and it says over there, regarding the Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, that presided over Dinei Nefashes, Eda, the Hitzilu HaEda, Ma Eda Ha'amura Lahalan Kulan Ruin Lahira, just like the Eda that it says regarding the Bezin Shalchav Gimel, all 23 of the Dayanim had to be Roy Lahira, Af Eda Amura Kan, so too the Eda that's mentioned here, Achyu Kulam Ruin Lahira, we would need that all of the members of the Bezin should be Roy Lahira, and to the extent that some of them were not Roy Lahira, then the Hira would not be a Hira, and as a result, it wouldn't trigger the parallel of Shel Tzibor. So, if you look at the Mishnah gave a whole bunch of examples where it's possible that you should have a parallel of Shel Tzibor just based on meeting all the prerequisites, but you won't. One is where one of the Dayanim said Toyanatem. Another one is where the Muflah Shel Bezdin wasn't there. And then we had situations where the Dayanim were possible. Ger, Mamzer, Nasin, or Azokin, Shaloi, Roy, Labanim. After the Mishnah gave me this whole list, it gives me a reason, a makar. Shenemar, it says Eida here, it says Eida there, just like there, meaning by the Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, the Sanhedrin Ketana, you needed that all the Dayanim should be Ru'uyin Lahira, so to here you need that they should all be Ru'uyin Lahira. Without even starting the Gemara, it's very obvious that the reason of the Mishnah is not explaining everything that was mentioned, right? Some of the Chevra mentioned in the Mishnah are people that are not Ru'uyin Lahira. A Ger, a Mamzer, a Nasin, maybe even a Zokin, She Lahira'uy Labanim, but for sure, if one of them says Toyematim, what does that have to do with Nemar Kan Eda and Nemar Lahalon Eda? Or if the Muflah Shel Bezdin wasn't there, as long as all the Dayanim that are there are Ru'uyin Lahira, so why would the Gzeir Shava preclude that from now being a Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibor? It doesn't, and really the Mishnah is a little bit being Makatzer. The Gemara will see a broader understanding of what happened over here. Says the Gemara, so one of the Chevra that would trigger that this would not be a parham of Shel Tzibor in the event that the Muflah Shel Bezdin was not present at the time that the Hiru Bezdin took place. Says the Gemara, what's the makar to this? And again, even though the Mishnah gave him a makar, it said Nemar Kaneda and Nemar Lahalaneda, but it's obvious that it's not referring back to because the mikar of the Mishnah is that you need dayanim that are ruin lahira, and just because the Muflah Shel Bezdin is not there doesn't mean that the dayanim that are there are not ruin lahira. So for that already we need help from an amir. Amir Rav Sheshes said, "V'chein tanit Rabbi Shmuel." They used to say this already in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. But nema amru hayru b'davashat sedoikim moedim b'pturin. Why is it that Chazal said that in the event that Bezdin paskin and made a mistake, but it was a davashat sedoikim moedim b'? It was something that was so blatant, it was so obvious that the mistake was a mistake, that even the tzedakim amayda. So we saw this at length in yesterday's daf, that anything that's mefurish in the Torah, the tzedakim amayda by. And such a thing, if Bezin would make a mistake, would not trigger the parham davar shel tzibor. So Rav Sheshes, the chen ton of Rabbi Shmuel, said, why is it that that's the case? We mentioned this yesterday. It's because to the extent that Bezdin makes such an obvious mistake, it's considered a pshi on their part. They're considered not even to be a shoygig. Now, they're a shoygig, I assume, but shoygig karv amazed at the very least. And as a result, it's not considered a shigig asayra, which is the basic premise and foundation for the whole parasha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. But the point is that just like you find that if it was Hayru Bezdin, B'davashat Stoikim Moedim by Pturim, why? Because it's considered Pshia, it's not considered a Hayru Bezdin Vito, so too, like Hayam Muflah Shel Bezdin Sham Nami Pturim. If the Muflah Shel Bezdin's not there, they're also going to be Pturim. They Shahidam Lil Mevloy Lamdu. Because to the extent that the Muflah Shel Bezdin wasn't there and they paskined, then they're considered to be negligent. Why? Because they should have waited for the Muflah Shel Bezdin to show up. So you see from Hayru B'davash at Stoikim Moedim Bay that once there's a negligence on the side of Bezdin, that takes this out of the parasha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, that's the Tzurshtel. So too, if the Muflah Shel Bezdin's not there, there's an Indian of Hayru Lehem Lil Mevel Eilamdu, we see an element of Pshia, which makes Bezdin now Karav L'mezid, and if that's the case, you're not going to have the halacha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. So what is the makar to Oishloi Hayom Muflah Shel Bezdin Sham that there's no Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor? It's because we view Bezdin as being a Pesheya, It's for that reason it's going to be potter. Now the Mishnah gave a reason for part of the halachas that were mentioned. Says the Gemara, how do you know that the Bezin Shal Chav Gimel required that all the dayanim should be ruuyin lehayra? Says the Gemara, it says in the Torah that Hashem told Moshe, esfuli shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, right? And they should be with you. And from imach we learn, imach b'doyim lecha. They have to be like you. What does this mean? So let's explain this a little bit better. The Mishnah said that if one of the dayanim was a ger, a mamzer, or a nosen, we'll get to Zakin Shlei Roy Labanim in a second. But Ger, Mamzer, Anasin, they're out. What's the reason? Because it says Eida, here it says Eida by the Bezin Shachav Gimel, and just like over there, it's Achiyu Kulan Ruin Laira, so there you have to be Kulan Ruin Laira. What does it mean that the Ger, the Nasin, and the Mamzer are not Ruin Laira? So the Gemara doesn't explain, but we're taking for granted it's because they're not miyuchasin. That's what they have in common. What the ger, the mamzer, and the nosen have in common is they're all not miyuchasin. The mamzer is a chayvi lavin, the nosen is a shayla if he's also lovey bekal medayreis midrabbanan. The ger is v'haftem es hager, right? What they have in common is that they're all not miyuchasin. And essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that to be a member of the Bezdin, even Shalchav Gimel, the Sanhedrin Ketana, you would have to be someone that's a miyuchas. And if you have to be someone that's a miyuchas for the Sanhedrin Ketana and have a gzeirah shava, that the only time this parallel davar shel tzibur is if you have dayanim that are taka ruyim to be members of a Sanhedrin, so that's how I know that they would have to be miyuchasin. So the Gemara's kasha of the Hasam Inolan is that hagufa, how do you know that in order to be a member of a Sanhedrin Ketana, you'd have to be a miyuchis so that I can now apply and shtol to this gzeirah shava. So for that, Rav Chisda said that Hashem told Moshe, esfuli shivim ish v'siyatzvu sham imach, and from imach we learn imach b'doymenlach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a miyuchis, right? He's Ben Amram, he's a miyuchis. So being that Moshe Rabbeinu was a miyuchis, so too we learn that all the dayanim had to be doymen to him, they had to be miyuchasim as well. Maybe imach means something else. Maybe imach means l'shchina. So what does this mean? So Rashi has two pshat and what this means. The first pshat Rashi says is, Hashem told Moshe, esfa li, shivimish. Li always means lishmi. There could have been a havamina that the job of these 70 members of the Sanhedrin was going to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to literally be there. And it's for that reason the Torah had to say, v'tziyatzvu sham imach, that just like you're not going to go l'fnai v'lifnim, they also shouldn't go l'fnai v'lifnim. Meaning, esfu li l'shmi could have been a havamino, that they should be mamish with the Eibishta, kamash malam, v'tziyatzvu sham imach, but not imach b'doymelach, maybe imach means l'shchina. Alternatively, Rashi says, l'shchina means, what was the purpose of these dayanim? So obviously they're going to be dayanim, but also it was in the parish of Nevuah, they were all going to have some level of hachoyis hashchina, they're going to have some level of Nevuah. So that's what it means, imach. Just like, I'm shayra my shechina on you, I'm going to be shayra my shechina on them. But from Daimelach, you don't know anything. Elo amrav nachem ha-yitzchak ha-makra, you have to say it's learned from a similar pasuk, not the same pasuk, v'nasu itcha b'daimelach. And we learn from there, from that word, that you have to be daima to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nasu itach b'daimelach, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a miyuchis, so too these dayanim would have to be miyuchasim as well. Now this concludes the Gemara, but really it leaves us hanging a little bit. Let's revisit the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hayru bezdin v'yada echa mehem she'tov amalem toyanatem." No parol on davashal tzibur. Oishlo yahayu mufla shal bezdin sham. No parol on davashal tzibur. Oishlo yahayu echa mehem ger oy mamzer oy nasen oy zaken shlo yroy lebonim. Again, there's no parol on davashal tzibur. The Gemara, let's take it from the top, explained, why if the mufla shal bezin is not there, there's no parol on davashal tzibur. It's ki'ilu, they were hayru b'davashat stoikim moidim boy, they're considered to be poishaya, karv l'mezid, it's for that reason you don't have the parasha. The Gemara, explaining the Mishnah, also explained why the ger, the mamzer, the nasin are going to be excluded. We have Gzeirah Shava, Eida, and when it comes to the Sanhedrin Ketana, a ger, mamzer, and a nasin aren't excluded. Why? They're not miyuchasin, because it says v'nasu itach. So based on that, they're going to be out. Nu, Eida. So too, when it comes to the parol of Davashal Tzibur, they're going to be out as well. As it relates to Zakin Shloi Roy Labanim, so that could be the Mishnah also explained. Because the Mishnah said that the members of the Parallel and Davashal Tzibur have to be doymed to the Sanhedrin Ketana. And if we're going to assume that to be on the Sanhedrin Ketana, a Zakin Shalei Roy Labanim is out, so too this is going to be out. Now the Gemara never explained how you know that Zakin Shalei Roy Labanim is out. The Gemara only explained how you know the Miyuchas is out. But at the end of the day, the drasha of the Mishnah is true for the Ger, Mamzer, and Nasin, the people that are not Miyuchasim. It's also true for the Zakon Shalei Roi Labanim. Which part of the Mishnah then did the Gemara or the Mishnah not explain? That we didn't explain at all. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi shtel su Rabbi Yonason on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yonason said, so says Rashi, you see from Rabbi Yonason on Daf Gimel Amud Beis that you need Achiyoy Rukulon. And if you remember, the Gemara had a Makar because it says Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, and Kol's not coming to tell me Roy because Ruba is Kekuloy. So Kol is obviously coming to tell me all of them. So you see that everybody has to be on the same page. And being that everybody has to be on the same page, if one of them says Toyanatam, he's not on the same page. And that's how I know you're not going to have the power on Davashal Tzibur. So it's true, the Mishnah didn't explain that, and the Gemara didn't explain it, but says Rashi, we know it already. We know from Daf Gimel Amud Beis. This Rashi is a Pel Digar Rashi. Why is it a Pel Digar Rashi? Because how did the Gemara come out after it mentioned Rabbi Yonason? Tiufta di Rabbi Yonason, tiufta. So how's Rashi saying that the Makar to the Mishnah is Oshitas Rabbi Yonason that we know was already Tiufta? So some say that could be all Rashi means is that at the very least you need that they should all be a little bit on the same page. Well, you're not going to have somebody that's saying Toyanatim. Not that you need everybody to be on the same page, literally like Rabbi Yonason, where everyone's going to paskin and everyone's going to make the mistake. But you see from Rabbi Yonason's drasha that there is something to be taken out of him, Chol Adas Yisrael Yishku, and we're not going to take it to the level that Rabbi Yonason took it, but at the very least we're going to be like a Moed B'miktsas. We're going to say that if one of them says Toyanatim, that's already going to be a problem. But regardless, you have to come back to the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, says Rashi, to get the full picture to understand the Mishnah. One other Ha'ara that I think jumps off the page that's worth mentioning. You see from the Mishnah that without a drasha, without a gzeira shofar, that there would have been a havamina that the dayanim that are involved in the parhel and davashal tzibur don't have to be ru'in lahira. They don't have to be miyuchasim, even though to be on a bezdin you have to be a miyuchas. A zakin shalayra ilayra, maybe it would be fine. But it's only a dank the gzeira shava that we know they have to be ru'in lahira. At first glance, it's a pela atzuma because the parhel and davashal tzibur, as we're going to see in the latter part of the daf, was very much only triggered by the Sanhedrin Agadol. So you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin Agadol because you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Why do I need a miyuchedik gzeira shava? That just like there, you have to be ruin lahira, so to here. I would think this is more a product of the general idea that you can't just have a bunch of amaratzim that come together and they issue a psak. It has to be the Sanhedrin Agadol. We're starting off that you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin Agadol. So if we're starting off that you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin Agadol, so that should be the starting place. You're going to tell me, maybe Haguf, this is the Jerusha, this is the Makar, that you have to be a member of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Either way, just some food for thought, something to think about. We have a lot to get to. It says the Mishnah Vayter, Mishnah number two. Hayru Bezdin, Shoygigin. In the event that Bezdin Paskin and they were Shoygigin, for Asu Kolak Kol Shoygigin, and then Klai Yisrael went and they acted upon the Rav Bezdin, and again they were Shoygigin. So what's the halacha? Mevi'im Par, right? That is the Par of Davashal Tzibor. Where Bezdin made a mistake, and then as a result of Bezdin's mistake, Klai Yisrael made a mistake. Bezdin's mistake was the Hayra, Klai Yisrael's mistake was the action, but if they both were Hayra, B'Shoygig, you bring a Par. Mezidin, V'asu Shoygigin. What would be if Bezdin didn't make a mistake? They purposely went and gave the wrong psak. And then Klal Yisrael went and acted upon it. So the halacha is mevi'in kisba v'seira. At that point, we don't view them as acting upon a Ra's Bezdin. And even if Reviv Klal Yisrael did it, every single member that did it is now going to have to bring a good old-fashioned shigas maisa, your chayiv regular chatos. You have to bring the kisba v'seira. They acted upon a Ra's Bezdin, but we saw this already. It has to be a Ra of a shayk. That's why it's Dovashat Stoikim Maidim by, or the Muflash Shal Bezdin wasn't there. Here, it's a full-fledged mazid. If they're a full-fledged mazid, so then there's no power on Dovashal Tzibur. We view it not even as a shigig aseira. He did that there, b'shoigig. You can't deny that. So what is it? By process of elimination, they have to bring a regular chatas. It's a kispasira. And finally, what would be if Bezdin acted shoigigin above Asu Mezid, and Klai Yisrael acted b'mezid? I mean, Klai Yisrael knew that Bezdin made a mistake. They knew there's no mitzvah l'shmei divrei chachamim. They knew everything, and they acted upon a harei lupturim. And the reason they're going to be potter is because they're amazed, the chayv karis. If you chayv karis, you potter from chatos. Not potter because they didn't do anything wrong. They are potter because they did too much wrong. Chatos is a kapara. Chatos is a way out. They don't get the golden parachute. They don't get the opportunity now to bring the carbon chatos and to get the kapara. So the Gemara makes one dig. It's one piece of Gemara on this Mishnah. Shoygigin v'asu mezidin hare elu p'turim. That was the last line of the Mishnah. That if Bezin was a shoygig and Klai Yisrael acted upon their shkaga b'mezid, they would be pater. Says the Gemara, it sounds like ha-shoygig dumi d'mezid. What would be if Klai Yisrael acted upon the Ira of Bezin? They were a shaygik, but it was dumya the mezid. It sounds like then they would be chayv. If they were mezidin, they're potter. But let's say they're not shaygikim, but they're also not mezidin. They're shaygik dumya the mezid. It sounds like they're going to be chayv. Hey, what's even the case? So this is going to bring us back to that base. Shahiru bezin shechelam mutter. In the event of bezin passing the chelav as mutter, v'neschal of loychelav as shomin. And then the yidin wanted to eat shomin. By mistake, they ate the chelav. V'achlu. So that's a situation. Weird. They weren't asu mezidin. They didn't purposely go ahead. Forget they wanted to eat the shuman. But at the same time, it's not shoygigin v'asu shoygigin because they weren't really acting upon the hayra of bezdin. So we would view it as dumya demezid. It's not shoygig. It's also not mezid. It's dumya demezid. It sounds a little bit like in that case you would be chayef. Says the Gemara, leima tifshad hadabai rami bachama. Should we push rami bachama shayla on that base amad aleph? The Gemara says, no, amalach, loilam. You can't be push at anything. I the diak, shaykig vasu mezid and re'elu p'turim. If it's true that even where it's dumya demezid, you potter, so you're saying good, but say better. You should say shaykig again vasu dumya demezid. That loch is going to be potter. The Gemara says, could have said that. And as far as accuracy, that would have been the more accurate way to say it. However, poetic symmetry. Shum the Tanur Reish Mezidin v'Asur Shoygigin, being that the Reish of the Mishnah said, meaning the case right before it, that Mezidin v'Asur Shoygigin, the halach is you bring a kiss b'Vaseira, and that's being said bedafka. We want you to know that halacha. So Tana Seifa Shoygigin v'Asur Mezidin. So just to be consistent between Mezidin v'Asur Shoygigin, Shoygigin v'Asur Mezidin, we said it in that way. Don't read too much into it, right? This is Signon HaMishnah 101. That sometimes poetic symmetry trumps halachic accuracy. This is an example of it. You cannot be poshed Rami Bar Chama Shaila from this Mishnah. And the truth is, even on the base when we were looking for Eitzes on this Shaila, we didn't even bring it. Here we learned the Mishnah, so we're giving it a shout out. But in the sugya of Boy Rami Bar Chama, this isn't even something that came up. Zokt the Dritte Mishnah. And this is where we have to roll our sleeves up because, Bezer Hashem, we're about to go on a roller coaster. Hayru Bezdin, in the event that Bezdin Paskin, V'asu Kol HaKol, and the entire nation, Ayruban, Alpiyam, or most of the nation, went and acted upon their psak. The psak involved the Chayve Krisos, and it turns out that it was one big mistake. So the halach is Mevim Par. They have to bring a par. This is the Paralim Davashal Tzibur. Notice, by the way, you don't need every single member of the Yid. We mentioned it 100 times. Rav of Klai Yisrael is enough. V'asu kolakol Ayruban. Ubavaydus kechavim. Let's say the Hayra that Bezdin made a mistake on was Avodas Kechavim, so we know the halacha. Mevi'in par v'sayer. The par is the oila, the sayer is the chatas, divrei rameir, azoy halt rameir. This is what we thought it is up until this point. This is Shitas Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yud beis shvat mevi'in, Yud beis parim. That in the event that all of Klai Yisrael, or roiv of every single shevet of Klai Yisrael, this is a little bit nuanced, went ahead and sinned, so then the 12 shvatim that sinned are going to bring 12 parim. If it was avodas armevin, you'd base parim, then you're going to bring 12 parim, and they're going to bring 12 seirim as well. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not one par for the entire nation, but each shevet that sinned, or if the majority of that shevet sinned, they have to bring their own par. So if it's Asu kol hakol oiruban. Again, what does kol hakol oiruban mean? Kol hakol means every single yid, or roiv of every single shevet. So then, every shevet is involved over here. You're going to end up with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is the third shita. He says, yud gimel parim, that in the event that every single shevet is complicit, it's not one like Rav Meir, it's not 12 like Rav Yehuda, what it is 13. Ubavaydus kechavim, shloisha asar parim, the yud gimel seirim. What's the cheshman? Par visar lechol shevet v'shevet, like Rav Yehuda, and par visar the Bezdin, like Rav Meir. So Rav Shimon says, I'm taking both. Rav Shimon says, I agree with you, Rav Meir, there's one par for everybody. Par v'sar, par v'sar. I agree with Rav Yehuda, every shevet is going to have to bring his own. So what are you going to end up? You're going to end up with 13. So if every single shevet was involved, we have 3 shevets. According to Rav Meir, 1 par. According to Rav Yehuda, 12 parim. And according to Rav Shimon, 13 parim. Next case, Hayru Bezdin. What would be if Bezdin paskin v'asnu zayin shvatin? Hayru ben alpim. So not all 12 shvatim were involved. Only 7 of the shvatim were involved. Or the majority of the 7 shvatim were involved. And it turns out it's Roiv of Klai Yisrael, right? So because it's Roiv of Klai Yisrael, this is for sure a parallel Davar Shal Tzibur. It's not even a question. But if you want to break down how we got to Roiv of Klai Yisrael, 7 Shvatim. All of them, Roiv of them, it's the same. that did it. So what's the halacha? Mevi and par. You bring one par. Uvavaydus chacham mevi and par besod. If you Ramei, Ramei l'shitase. Ramei holds par on davar shel tzibur is always one par. And as long as you have right of klai, you know, you're bringing that one par. Rabbi Yehuda says zayin shvatim shechatu mevi and zayin par. The seven shvatim that sin are going to bring seven par. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase holds each shevet brings its own par, and seven sins are the seven are going to bring. The shar shvatim shloi chatu and the seven and the other shvatim, the other five that didn't sin, mevi and al yedeyem. Par. They have to bring a par, but they don't bring it. It gets brought on their behalf. Sha'av ilu shaloi chato, because even the shvatim that didn't sin, mevi'in, they end up bringing al yedei achoit. Meaning, you're going to bring, but you're going to pay for it, right? So, all 12 shvatim are going to end up bringing a par, says Rabbi Yehuda, even when only 7 shvatim sin. What's the nafkamina between if 7 shvatim sin or 12 shvatim sin? The only nafkamina is, whose credit card are we swiping? If all 12 shvatim sin, so each shevet has to bring his own par. That's easy. If 7 shvatim, it's roiv of klai Yisrael, so it's going to trigger the palam davar shel tzibur, but only the 7 that actually sin are going to have to pay. The other 5 are going to be brought by the 7 that sin. Rav Shimon says in this case, it's ches parim. Uvavoydus kechavim ches parim v'ches seirim. Again, it's Rav Shimon l'shitasai. Par v'soir l'chol shevet v'shevet. Par v'soir l'bezdin. Now, Rav Shimon, if you notice, over here is being chaylik on Rav Yehuda l'kula. Because Rav Yehuda held that when 7 shvatim sin, so you're going to have 12. The shaila only is who's going to pay for it. The 7 that sin are going to end up paying for all 12. Rav Shimon l'shitasai says that when 7 sin, you're going to end up with 7 plus 1, because in addition to each shevet bringing, you're going to have one for all of Klal Yisrael, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rav Meir, but over here he is being chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda in that it's only the 7 that sin, but the other ones are not going to be involved. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah is Hayru Bezin Shalach Menash Shvatim. What would be if one of the bezdins of one of the shvatim paskin and made a mistake? So the background is just understanding how the Sanhedrin worked a little bit. There was a Sanhedrin agadol, but every shevet had its own Sanhedrin agadol, so to speak, as well. So what would be if the bezdin of the specific shevet went ahead and made a mistake? And that shevet went ahead and acted upon it. That shevet is going to be chayev. All the other shvatim are going to be pater. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, azoy halt Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one shevet's bezdin makes a mistake, it triggers a chiyuv par for that shevet. What about all the other shvatim? Over here, all the other shvatim are going to be potter. That's in contrast to what Rabbi Yehuda said earlier. When 7 shvatim sin, even though really only those 7 sinned, all yud beis are chayev, albeit the 7 pay for the other yud beis. Over here, where it's one shevet that's sinning because of the psak of its own bezdin, it's the only shevet that's going to be responsible. The chachamim say, "Ein chayav en elal hiriyos bezdin hagadol b'vat." The only time yichayev is if the mistake came about through the bezdin hagadol. Shneema, the pasuk says, "Vim kol adas Yisrael yishku v'loy adas oisei shevet." Vim kol adas Yisrael yishku is referring to bezdin that made a mistake, and it has to be the bezdin of Yisrael, the bezdin of Klal Yisrael. But if it's the Eid of Oisei Shevet, then you're not going to be Chayiv. So if we do a little bit of a recap on the Mishnah, which is very important because it's going to jump right into the Gemara. So we have 3 cases that the Mishnah talked about, and really 3 different Tannoim that are being straddled in these 3 cases. The first case is the classic case, where Hayru Bezdin, all of Klal Yisrael, meaning every single member or the majority of every single shevet went ahead and sinned. The second case is we are Hayru Bezdin, Roiv of Klal Yisrael sin, but only 7 of the shvatim were involved. Either every member of that shevet or the majority of each one of those respective shvatim. You yield where Roiv of Klal Yisrael is involved, but it's only 7 shvatim. The third case is where one shevet sin based on the hayru of that individual bezdin. What's the halacha? If all of Klal Yisrael or the majority of every single shevet sin, we have 3 shittas. Rav Meir says one par. Bezdin brings it, it's one par for all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says each shevet brings its own par. So it's not 1, it's 12. Rabbi Shimon says both. Bezdin brings, that's 1. Each shevet brings, that's 12. 12 plus 1 is going to end up being 13. And by the way, rinse and repeat as it relates to in the event that it was Avodah Zarah. The second case, where 7 of the shvatim sin, it's Roiv of Klal Yisrael, according to Rav Meir, l'shitasai, it's one par. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Roiv of Klal Yisrael sin, we're going to need 12 parim. Every shevet's going to have to bring. But it's only the 7 that sin that's going to have to pay for it. According to Reb Shimon, being that it's only 7 that paid for it, or being that it's only seven that sinned, only seven are going to have to bring. The other five are going to be off the hook. But being that it's Rav of Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael does have a responsibility to bring at least one par. So what you're going to end up bringing is, you're going to end up bringing eight. So what would be the halach in that case? According to Rav Meir, it's going to be one. According to Rav Yehuda, it's going to be 12. And according to Rav Shimon, it's going to be eight. In the first case, it was 1, 12, 13. In this case, it's 1, 12. Shimon goes down. Rav Shimon says it's 8. The third case is where it was the individual shevet that made a mistake based on the individual psak of its own bezdin. There, the Mishnah says that it was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is the Das Yochi. He's the only individual Tana that we know holds you're going to be chayv. Only that shevet's going to be chayv. Shar kol ha-shvatim are going to be pturim. The Chachamim say that no, in this situation, really, everybody is going to be potter. You need that. It should be the best in Agadol of Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, we're not even having this conversation. So the Gemara now is going to begin with a braisa that's going to be a little bit wordy and very cryptic, and then the Gemara is going to take apart the braisa. The braisa very much is a continuation of the Mishnah. Zok the braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Yadu Shahayru, V'ta'u Mehayru. So the first case of the braisa is actually not a continuation. It's Parallel and Davashal Tzibur. But it's a little bit of a unique case. The case is where Bezdin was Hayru Vitahu. But after they made a mistake in the Hayra, they were Ta'u Mahayru. They forgot what the mistake was. So what's the case? The Gemara is going to give an example of it. But the case is where Klal Yisrael went, and Klal Yisrael ate, just for an example, Chela B'Shoigig and Dam B'Shoigig. One of them was a regular Shigigas Maisa. The other one was based on a mistaken Hayrof and Bezdin. Bezdin themselves can't remember if by mistake they said Chel of his Mutter, and that's the one that's the Shigigas Hayrof, or they said Dam is Mutter, and that's the one that's the Shigigas Hayrof. Either way, Yochli Chayov, and you would think they should be Chayiv. They should be Chayiv. Parhelim Davashal Tzibor. And why would you think they should be Chayiv Parhelim Davashal Tzibor? Because Mamarav Shach, whether it was Chel or it was Dam, you check off all the criteria, all the prerequisites that you need for the Parhelim Davashal. Talmud Loimar, it says in the pasuk, "V'noida hachatos v'nelam davim eni akava also achz komitz Hashem asheloi se asen v'ashemu v'noida hachatos." Next words are "ashechatu aleh," and we learn from there v'loi she yivadu achaitim. The Gemara is going to explain it a little bit better, but what it means is they have to know the sin when it comes to the yediyah that triggers the parah and davish. There's no chatos without yediyah. The yediyah has to be the chatos. They have to chap what the individual aver is, as opposed to yivadu achaitim that they know that there are chaitim, but they don't know what the individual sin is. So being that over here, they don't know what it is, even though they narrowed it down to two things. It's either dam or chelav, but it's not noida achatos, and therefore there's no parhelim davar shel tzibur. The pasuk says, ashechatu ala, right? The noido hachatos ashechatu. What does chatu mean? Chatu shnei shvatim. In the event that two shvatim went ahead and sinned, mevim shnei parim. They bring two parim. Chatu shloisha. If three sin, mevim shloisha, they're going to bring three. Says the Bryce, is that true? I ain't oimer elo chatu shnei yechidim, mevim shnei parim. Chatu shloisha, mevim shloisha. Maybe if it's a Raz Bezim, two yechidim, you bring two parim. Three, you bring three. Right, the whole beginning of the Masechta was Hayru Bezim, v'holach hayachid. Maybe this pasuk is coming down. Holach hayachid, yechayv chatas. Not yechayv chatas, the par helim davar shal. I guess it wouldn't be called tzibur, shal yachid. I don't know. But the point is that what it means? Talmud Leimer HaKol. No, it says v'hikrivu HaKol. When it comes to the actual carbon, it says the kol has to bring that kol chayiv, the kol chayiv. Meaning only the kol is chayiv. And it says chatu, and chatu is rabim, and it's only kol. Each call is going to be chayav. Ketzad, how does it play itself out? Chatu shnei shvatim, if two shvatim sin, mevi'in shnei parim, bring two. Chatu shiva, mevi'in shiva. Ushar shvatim shloi chatu, and the other shvatim that didn't sin, mevi'in al yedeyem, they would bring al yedeyem. This is when seven sinned. So the other five would have to bring, but they wouldn't pay for it. It's al yedeyem. The seven that sinned would pay. Par. Each shevet would have to bring its own par. Sha'afilu elu shloi chatu mevi'in al yedeyem chaitin. Even the ones that didn't sin, bring al yedeyem chaitin. Lekach nemar kol. And by the way, that's why it's in Tzveitamol. It says the word kol. Lechayiv al kol v'kol. To teach me each kol is chayiv divrehu. Rabbi Yehuda, that's obvious. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that each kol, each shevet, has to bring its own par. Now, one ha'ara that you see, which is just going to come up for one second, that when the Braisa brought Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that each shevet would bring its own par, it said it, loishna, if seven of the shvatim were the ones that sinned, or even just the lashon of the Braisa. Chatu shnei shvatim, chatu shloisha. You bring two, you bring three. So you see, this halacha is true even for two and three. Now you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda said it in the Mishnah. He didn't say it in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said it in the Mishnah when the individual shevets, Bezdin would paskin for its shevet, even that individual shevet, the third case of the Mishnah, would have to bring. But if the Bezdin Agadol was the one that made a mistake, and a minority of the Shvatim sin, Mechatesi, I could have very easily thought in that situation, no one's going to have to bring anything. And really, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said seven. So it's almost meduyik that in that case, you wouldn't. It's mevur in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds even where it's two or three. So why in the Mishnah did we talk about seven? Because in the Mishnah, we also want to bring out Shittas Rav Meir, Shittas Rav Shimon. But the bottom line is that as it relates to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, truth is, as it relates to Shittas Rav Shimon, that will be a discussion at the end of the daf. But for now, just to make the diak, it jumps off the page. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? I thought it was only if it's seven through the Bezdin Agadol. That's not true. Where it's seven, that's where you have a Shittas Rav Meir. Where it's seven, by the way, that's when you have that the other Shvatim would be Nigra. But Hamia, that even if two of the Shvatim, or three of the Shvatim, or one of the Shvatim would go ahead and sin, the halach is that Shevet, L'Shittas Rav Yehuda, would have to bring his own Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Again, this is a little bit nuanced, but the whole daf is very nuanced. Rav Shimon, moving along in the Braisa, says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, in the event that seven Shvatim sin, Mevi'in Shiva Par, they bring seven Parin. Not just that, Ubez the Mevi'in Al Yedein Par, and then Bezin goes ahead and adds an eighth one. Shenemar, what's the Makartha? This, because it says, Lamata called, it says, Vekrivu HaKol Par Ben Baka L'chatas. That's Lamata, because that's a little bit lower in the Parsha of the Paran Davash Al Tzibur. It's talking about the Kohol, Kal Yisrael, that's actually bringing the power. And it says regarding the Hayra of Bezdin Kal. Venelam Dover Me'enei HaKal. Ma'akal Ha'amar L'mailo. When it says Venelam Dover Me'enei HaKal, it's talking about Bezdin Im HaKal. Right? Because Enei is referring to the Enei Ha'eda. It's referring to the leaders of the nation. And Kal is Kal Yisrael. So Av Kal Ha'amar L'mata, where it says Kal L'mata by the Ikrivu HaKal, it's Bezdin Im HaKal. So it says the word Kal twice in the parasha. V'ikrivu HaKal Par Ben Bakal L'chatos V'nelam Davim Enei HaKal. V'nelam Davim Enei HaKal, we're juxtaposing the Enei and the Kal. We're juxtaposing the Dayanim and the Tzibur. V'ikrivu HaKal Par Ben Bakal L'chatos, we're clearly talking about the Kal. Oh, but based on the Gzeir Shavu, we say that V'ikrivu HaKol Par Ben Bakal L'chatos means the Enei and the Kol. If that's the case, it means Bezdin and the Kol. Who's Vehekrivu then? Bezdin and the Kol. That's Shittas Reb Shimon. That if all the Shvatim, it's 12 plus 1. The Bryce's case where it's 7, it's going to be 7 plus 1. Rameyo says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, in the event that 7 Shvatim sin, Bezdin Mevin Alidein Par. There's one Par and Bezdin brings it. Vehem Pturim, all the Shvatim are going to be Par. How do I know that? He knows it also from Gzeirah Shavah. The same Gzeirah Shavah. Nemar, Kol Lemato. It says, Kol Lemato. We're by the Hakrova, Vikrivu HaKol Paramaka Lechatos. Vinemar, Kol Lemalo. And it says, Kol Lemalo as well. Vinelam Dover Me'ini HaKol. Makolam Lemalo Bezdin Veloid Sibur. Where it says over there, Me'ini HaKol. So even though it says the word kol, but we're referring to them, the Enei HaKol, we actually mean Bezdin. Av kol amal amata, so too it says, V'ikrivu HaKol, it means Bezdin v'lo yitzibur. Rav Shimon Allah zayim yimishmai, Rav Shimon Allah zayim the name of Rameir, Chatu shit shoshvat, and they rubish kol. We saw this on Daf Gimel already. In the event that six of the Shvatim would sin, but the six of the Shvatim represent the majority of the popular vote. Oy shiva, or seven of the Shvatim would sin, Av v'pisha Enei rubish HaKol. Meaning it's all of the seven Shvatim, or most of each one of the seven Shvatim, but it's not Roiv the kol. The halach is mevi and par. In that case, you would bring one par, meaning even though you would think maybe you don't have a proper roiv, kamash malon, that this is considered a roiv, and it's for that reason, Bezdin would go ahead and Bezdin would bring a par. Regardless, this braisa was really the halachas of the Mishnah, in different language, with Makairis already, but it's still sasam, and the Gemara is going to now unpack this braisa, which by definition, is also unpacking our mishnas, taking it from the top. The first halacha that Bryce said, which is not directly related to our mishnah, was in the event that Bezdin forgot what their mistaken psak was. They were hayru v'tohu, and then they were tohu again, right? So they forgot what it was. They can't remember, is it chelav or is it dam? So the halacha is, it says, v'noy da'chatas, you have to remember the actual sin, but if you don't remember the actual sin, you're not going to bring the power of the avashat. It says, man tana, who's the tana of the braiso? Amrav yudam arav, v'itei marav, v'delei krabal yaz. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you it's not. It cannot be Rabbi Eliezer, how do I know that? The Tanya, we learned it a brayz, so it's a teres kainim. Amr Rabbi Eliezer said, "Manav shach im chelav achal chayiv noisar achal chay." The case is talking about where a person knows that he ate either chelav b'shoigig or noisar b'shoigig. Can't remember which one he ate. He ate one of the two. Is he chayiv chatas? Rabbi Eliezer says, "Yeah." Why? Because manav shach. Either you ate chelav or you ate noisar. Chelav is a chayiv krisus, noisar is a chayiv krisus. Manav shach, you're going to be chayiv chatas. Says the Gemara, this brayz is not like that, Rabbi Eliezer, because if you work with a manav shach, so then here too you have a manav shach. Either there's a parallel davar shel tzibur for chaylev or for dam. There's a mamon of shach. So you should be chay. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, "Filu teimer Rabbi Eliezer." Of course, it could be Rabbi Eliezer. Shani Yoch. Here it's different. The chsiv asher chatu aleh. Here it doesn't just say v'noida achatos. It says v'noida achatos asher chatu aleh. And aleh means you have to remember the specific thing. Just explain this a drop better. The brayso lechatchila when it brought this halacha brought him a car. It says v'noida achatos. V'lo yishiv vado achaytos. He asked me a kasha from Paralam Davashal Tzibu, where it says V'noida Achatos, to a regular Achatos, where I can't remember if I ate Chela B'shoigig or Noisa B'shoigig. Maybe there it's different. The Torah says no, because there too it also says V'noida, you have to have Yediyah, right? So Avifel, we're teaching V'noida Achatos here, that the Taich of Yediyah is you have to know the Chet, so L'chayra, you'd have the same Taich as it relates to the regular carbon Achatos as well, right? In fact, if you look at the Pasuk there, it says Oyhoida Elov Chatosoi. It's mamash the same exact drasha. That's what Rav Ashi says. You have to say the drasha wasn't simply v'noida achatos. It's v'noida achatos asher chotu aleha. And it's aleha. But the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, it says, Oyhoide ilof chatosoi asher chotaba. Well, I mean, it sounds the same to me. Mar says, true. About whom he boiled, problem masasik. That's already taken. To teach me that a shoyging is chayv achatos, a masasik. Now, what's the difference between a shoyging and a masasik? Ayin, berid bites, that's not for now. But we know masasik is like a shoyging. He's on the spectrum, but he's on a much lesser level. That is what's being nismait from the word ba. And as a result, we only have the mit by the param dov shel tzibur. Therefore, it could be even Rabbi Eliezer who holds that Memon of Shach Acha when it comes to a regular Chatas, but not when it comes to the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Either way. So we have over here, if you take the Mishnah, you have the Braisa. We have three Shittas in terms of perspective. How to look at the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. You have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, respectively. In the classic case, where every single member of Klal Yisrael sent, or the majority of every Shevet of Klal Yisrael sent. According to Rabbi Meir, you're going to bring one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to bring 12. According to Reb Shimon, you're going to bring 13. In a case where seven of the Shvatim sinned, or the majority of seven of the Shvatim, and it represents the majority of Klal Yisrael, right? Because if it doesn't, that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Reb Meir. In a case where it represents the majority of Klal Yisrael, so according to Reb Meir, you're going to bring one. You always bring one. You don't need every member of every Sheva. You just need Reb of Klal Yisrael. You have Reb of Klal Yisrael, so one, you're going to bring that one. According to Reb Yehuda, you're going to bring 12. But seven are going to pay for it, meaning seven are chayiv, and the other five are nigra basa, the seven, and they're going to bring their carbon sponsored by the seven that sin. According to Reb Shimon, in that case, you're going to bring eight. Reb Shimon holds that each shevet that sins has to bring, and Bezdin has to bring, so it's already 7 plus 1. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Nigra. He holds the 5 that didn't sin don't have to pay, and as a result, they are going to be completely out. Now, in the Mishnah, we saw the truk in the halacha, and the Braisna, there were Xavier Shavas flying all over the place, right? So we saw already Abyssal Makairis. The Gemara now is going to break down what is really the Makar to Shitas Reb Meir, Shitas Reb Yehuda, and Shitas Reb Shimon, respectively. Says the Gemara, my time is Reb Yehuda. What's Pshana Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda first. Kasavar arba kaholi ksivi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it says the word kol four times in the parashna of Paralam Davashal Tzibur. Now the truth is, it only says it twice. It says the word hakol twice, right? We just spoke about those words. V'nelam davar me'ine hakol, v'ekrivu hakol. Stating that, each time that it says hakol, it could have said kahol. So kahol one, hakol two. Kol three, hakol four. So you end up really with four mentions of call. Again, it's two, but it's Stein Shein Arba, right? So Chad, one call is the Chayiv Al Kol Kol V'Kol. To teach me that each Kehillah, each Shevet is Chayiv its own Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. V'Chad, the second one is coming to teach me, L'Hayra Tluya B'Bezdin U'Maisa Tluya B'Kol. It's coming to teach me that Bezdin is the one that's supposed to make the mistake, and Klal Yisrael is the one that has to sin. Meaning, in the event that Bezdin would paskin falsely, and Bezdin themselves would act upon it. It's also something we saw in Daf Gimel. That would not trigger Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. You would need that Rav of Klal Yisrael should. Now, if Bezdin also sins, it's not Megareya, could Bezdin be Mitzarev, could that tip the scale? We saw that on Daf Gimel. But the bottom line is that the Torah mentions Kohol with regards to the Eda, and it says Kohol regarding Klal Yisrael, to teach me that the Hayra is Tluya beBezdin, and the Maisa is Tluya beKohol. The Chad, the third mention of Kohol, is Legreira, is to teach me that in the event that seven of the Shvatim sinned, you would think that maybe only seven should be Chayiv, right? Remember that Shita's Reb Shimon, but the other five should not be Chayiv. Kamashma, that the other five are going to be Nigrar Basa the seven, and they're also going to be responsible. And finally, the Chad, L'Shevet Sha'asa by Raz Beis Dinai, if a Shevet goes ahead and follows its own Bezdin, it's going to be Chayiv as well. So Rabbi Yehuda looked at the parasha of the Paral and Davish al-Tzibor, he saw four calls. I only see two. Ha-kol makes it four. And from there he said, I'm going to extrapolate four halachas. Ready? The first halach he said was, every shevet is going to be chayv. That is Shittas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, if every member of Klal Yisrael does the Aveira, you're going to bring 12, because each shevet is bringing its own. How does he know that? Because it says the word kol. The second thing he used, for a technical reason, that it's Hayra's Tali Bebezdin and Mais is Tali Bekol. We're going to get more into that later. The third one, he used to teach me that even the kol that didn't sin, in the event that seven sin, are going to be mitgeshlap. That was also Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon argues with that, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's unique chiddush. That with seven sin, there's going to be 12. Reb Shimon holds when seven sin is eight, it's seven plus one. Rabbi Yehuda's the one that holds 12. It's because he has an extra mention of the word kol to come to teach me that. And then finally, the fourth kol is to teach me the other Rabbi Yehuda. What was the other Rabbi Yehuda? The third case of the Mishnah, where one shevet erred based on the mistake of its own Bezdin. Talach is there too. There's a power of Davash al Tzibur. That's a whole new Chiddush, and that is the fourth Rabbi Yehuda. So really, if you think about it, Rabbi Yehuda has three Chiddushim in the Mishnah, right? Let's look at it high level. Three Chiddushim in the Mishnah. One Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda has in the Mishnah is each Shevet brings a power of Davash al Tzibur. Another Chiddush he has is the concept of Greira, that if seven are the ones that sin, even the other five would have to bring a Parham Davash al Tzibur. And the third Chiddush is that each Shevet, sometimes, if its own Bezdin makes a mistake, would have to bring its own Parham Davash al Tzibur. Where does he get three Chiddushim? It's because he has four mentions of Kol. Three of the four are used for that. The fourth one is Hayrat Tli Bezdin and Maisa Tali Bekal. Either way, that is Shittas Rabbi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds lots of colleagues. Reb Shimon had a whole different way of analyzing the calls. First of all, he only had three. He had HaKol, Kol HaKol, meaning as it relates to the pasuk of Me'enei HaKol, there he only had one. He said, I can only take one drasha. As it relates to the pasuk of Vehikrivu HaKol, there he said, I could have two. One plus two is three. Now, Shimon explains, why do I have two by Vehikrivu HaKol and only one from Me'enei HaKol? It's because Me'enei HaKol, that hey, is Urcha Dekrahu. I need it. It's just part of the way the pasuk reads. Kedamri Inchi, like people would say, Me'enei Deplanya. If you were going to say the eyes of Pliny, you would say the eyes of Pliny. So the hey is like the of. And that's something that grammatically is needed. But Vehikrivu could have said Vehikrivu Kol. You don't need the HaKol. So in grammar, Me'enei needs HaKol, Vehikrivu doesn't. Bottom line is what you have is three. Okay, so what do you do with the three? Chad, Chayiv, Alkol, Kol, V'Kol. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda that each Shevet brings its own. Utrei Achrini, the other two, is to make the Gzeir Shavah. The Gzeir Shavah that Reb Shimon said Mefurish in the Brisa. Right? Nep Lamata, Kol. It says, Kol Lamata, we're Vikrivu Akol. Nep Lamala, Kol. By Me'eni Akol. Malahalam Bezdin in Akol. Right? Because he darshins that Me'eni Akol is Ene, meaning Bezdin and Akol. Afkan, Bezdin and Akol. Here too, it's going to be both. So what do you end up with? What you end up with is that every single time there's a Paral Davash al Tzibur, side the Shevet is going to bring. Additionally, the Bez is also going to have to bring, and that is Shittas Reb Shimon. Shittas Reb Shimon, let's go through this klar. If all 12 Shvatim sin, how many do you bring? 13. Why 13? One call teaches me call Shevet v'Shevet, and then the second and third calls makes the Gzeir Shav, the Bezdin also. So that's how I know it's going to be 13. If seven sin, how many are you going to have? You're going to have eight. Why? Because if seven is Rav of Klal Yisrael, so you have the power on Davash al Tzibur, each Shevet's going to bring plus Bezdin. Maybe say Greira. Shimon doesn't have a call for Greira. What would be if one Shevet would make a mistake because of its Bezdin? Would it bring? No, only Rabbi Yehuda said it. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda had a call for it. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that call. And as a result, he doesn't have those two other Chiddushim that we spoke out that Rabbi Yehuda would have. So Reb Shimon has one chiddush Reb Yehuda doesn't have, and that is the kol and the bezdin. But the other two chiddushim that Reb Yehuda has, Reb Shimon doesn't have. It all is about how you place all these kols. Rameyer, what was his sheet in the Mishnah? Rameyer holds pretty straightforward. It's one bar. Those are the ganze maisa. It's because Rameyer kol ha kol v'dash. Rameyer doesn't hold the chlal of the diak. He fights the diak. Reb Yehuda held it was a diak. Reb Shimon also held it was a diak. Just in grammar, he was mechalik between me'ene yakol and vikrivu akol. But Reb Meir doesn't hold it the whole thing. Kushya or diyuka me'ikara lesa. He doesn't even hold it the diak. Hilkach trei kol iksivi. So what do you have? How many calls? You have two. Niboyele, and he needs it for the gzeir shavah that he mentioned in the brisa. Nema lamata kol, v'nema lamala kol, ma'la halon, bezdin v'loi tzibur, afkan bezdin v'loi tzibur. Right, me'ene akol really is referring to bezdin, even though it says the word akol, but it means the e'ne and being there over there is Bez V'Loi Tzibur, so here it's going to be Bez V'Loi Tzibur. That's where Meir knows that all it is going to be one. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, my time. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, what's his makar? What was Reb Shimon ben Elazar shita? Reb Shimon ben Elazar said in the name of Reb Meir that if you have six shvatim, but it's Rubei Shalkal, or seven shvatim, and it's not Rubei Shalkal, that would be enough for the one parallel Dava Shaltzibur. Okay, Reb Meir holds one parallel Dava Shaltzibur, right? But the point is, even though usually you think you need Raif, if you have a majority of the Shvatim or a majority of the popular vote, that would be enough. It says the Gemara, what's the Makar to this? It says, Bahaya im me'ene ha'eda. The next part of the Pasuk is Nesesol v'shkog. Now this Pasuk is in the related Parsha. This is not in Parshas Vayikra, the Parhelm Dov Shal Tzibur. This is in Parsha Shlach that talks about the Par and the Sar of Avodah Zarah. But it says, Ve'im me'ene ha'eda, alma miyuta. Right? The chesiv me'ene, the Gemara says. Me'ene is mashma only a mir. But then it says in that same parsha regarding the parvis soyer where Bezda made a mistake regarding the Zorah, ki l'chala am b'shkaga, right? The first raid by ki l'chala am b'shkaga, l'meimer the ruba in miyutalai. It sounds like you need a rive. So he had a little bit of a steer. Me'ene is a little bit mashma miyut. But then again, it says ki l'chala am b'shkaga. So which one is it? Ha'keitzad asu shichavein ruba shall call, a shiva afa pisha in a ruba shall call. In either one of those situations, chayavim, you are going to be. Says the Gemara, for Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, the hirat tliya bebezdin umaisa tali become another. If you remember, Reb Yehuda had four calls. One of the calls was used to teach me hirat tliya bebezdin and maisa tali become. Now, obviously, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir didn't have four calls. Reb Shimon had three, Reb Meir had two, and they used it to formulate their position. So how did they know that Hayraz Tuli Bebezdin and Maisa is Tali Bekal? Maybe everything is Tali Bebezdin. I don't know. How did they know that? No, you need Bezdin to make the mistake and then Reiv of Klai Yisrael to act upon it. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, I'll tell you how they know. The Amakro, because the Pasuk says, in Me'enei Ha'eda, this is also the Pasuk in Parashat Shlach regarding the Parvasar of Avodah Zarah, it says, Ve'im Me'enei Ha'eda Nesesol Veshkaka. Me'enei Ha'eda is referring to Bezdin. So what would be if, as a result of something Bezdin did, not they acted, but necessary, it was done. Right? Milosh and Nifal. Necessary v'shkaga. So you see that somebody else is acting upon it. Rava Marava said, I know from somewhere else, because what is the Pasik Firois? V'nissach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrov l'ger agar b'soichom ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. So you see, clearly, Klai Yisrov is one. And the Gemara says, Utsricha. Then even though it sounds like it's Rava and Abaya, this is a Yagid Olav Reyoi. This is a situation where they're actually complimenting each other. Because Rachmana b'hoye in me'inei eden necessary v'shkaga. If it would have only said that, have a mina would have thought afilo miyuto. Maybe even if a mute of Klai Yisrael goes ahead and they sin, maybe that's enough for Parol Dava Shal Tzibur. L'chalach iksev l'chalam mishkagot. L'chalam, you need all of Klai Yisrael, or Reiv of Klai Yisrael. V'kasev l'chalam mishkagot. Had only said l'chalam mishkagot. Have a mina would have thought avda avdi bezdin bahadei ruba. I would think maybe bezdin has to be included in the Reiv. L'chalach iksev v'hoyim e'ne edo nesel l'shkagot. To make it very, very clear that even if Bezdin's whole involvement is they paskin, but it was only necessary you day their psak, that would be enough. But the Gemara says, how could this be the makar to hirat tuli bebezin and maisa tali bakal? Where does it say this? It says in the Parsha Shlach. We're learning Parsha Vayikra. We're learning the parallel of Davashal Tzibur. Fakik sivi hani kroy ba'avoydus koychavim with the ksivi. Meaning, as much as the Parsha Avodah Zarah is a sif katan and the parallel of Davashal Tzibur, maybe it's not mamish one and the same. Right? How do you know the shtaltzu, everything you see in one and the other? You see the karbonos are different. Avodah Zarah is shenem all different. So maybe this is unique. The Gemara says, I hear the havamina, but at the end of the day, we have gzeira shafa. Yafina me'ene me'ene. It says me'ene ha'eda b'avodah Zarah. It says me'ene akal by the parallel of Davashal Tzibur. So whatever I know by one, I end up knowing by the other as well. Now, there are differences, but the Torah lays out. But in terms of this, for example, Hayrat kluy bebeznin, maisa toli bekal. For that already, I have the gzeira shava. Here comes some fun cheshbin building upon everything that we did up until this point. The Mishnah said, "Hayru bezdin shal echad ve'chul ibaylo shevet echad l'Rabbi Yehuda v'hayruas bezdin hagadol mi maisu shar shvatam oylay." What would be if one shevet would sin al pi the hayra of the bezdin hagadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Would the other shvatim that didn't sin have to bring al yedei greira, or would they not have to bring? Now, first things first. We're clearing the shayla liba de Rabbi Yehuda. Why are we clearing the shayla liba de Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds greira. So he is the author of the svar of greira. He had four calls. One of them is coming to teach me greira. That's why this shayla is a shayla liba de Rabbi Yehuda. What is the shayla? When Rabbi Yehuda said greira, he said it was seven shvatim sin. What would be if one shevet sin? Now, kana ben shayol, kana lam ben shayol, that one shevet sin, maybe if one shevet sin, there's not even a parah on davar shel tzibur. So for that, we'll say shtei tshuvas bedavar. The first tshuva is it was mefurish in the braisa. The braisa said mefurish that way. Because the braisa said two or three, if you refer back to the braisa, or seven, but it said mefurish two or three. So we know that if two or three, and there's no difference between two, three, and one, so for sure, one also, there would be a parah on davar shel tzibur. But Yehuda v'oid l'kra, it's also mestaber that way. Because at the end of the day, you see Rabbi Yehuda's shita is in the third case of the Mishnah, that if one shevet would sin based on its own bezdin's hayra, you would be chayev. And it would be hard to say, even though we spoke out in the cheshbon of the Gemara, maybe there's a chilek, but the Achrayim speak out over here that if Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that one shevet is chayev when its bezdin makes a mistake, it's mestaber one shevet would be chayev when the bezdin agadol makes a mistake as well. Because you think the bezdin agadol is better than the individual shevet. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, so what would be if it was one shevet? Would it be greater or not? Now, don't make any diukim in the Mishnah, right? You might think that at first glance, maybe you could be medayik the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said seven is greater, maybe one not. But we already spoke that out in the cheshbon of the Gemara. The reason the Mishnah is talking about seven is because we want to mention Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. We want to mention the other shittas. Now we're going to get to Rav Shimon soon. We'll say Rav Shimon's a separate discussion. But for sure, Rav Meir holds this one power, and it's only if Rav of Klai Yisrael sins. So if one shevet sins, we're not having this conversation, right? Rav Shimon Allah said Mishmoy, if it's six and it's Rav of Klai Yisrael, okay, that one that would be Rav of Klai Yisrael, that would be Tulay Shchicha. So that's why we spoke about seven and we mentioned greater. The shaila is, we know for sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one shevet makes a mistake based on the Bezin Agadol, that one shevet would have to bring. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds of a concept called greater. Is there greater only when Rav of Klai Yisrael sin? What would be the case if it was only one? So the Gemara says, right, let's see it inside. Mi amrinu, do we say shiva shvatim hudu maisi shah shvatim adayu? Maybe it's tafko in seven shvatim sin that we say that the other shvatim need to come along for the ride. Mishum de ikar ruba, because at the end of the day, Rav sin. Av chad shevet, but if one shevet sins, the leka ruba, well, you don't have a Rav, right? At the end of the day, if there's a par, maybe there's something called a greater. Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a cryptic braisa. These are always the most fun. The braisa says as follows, quote, Mahein mevien. What do they bring for par hel and davar shel tzibur? Par echad, Rav Shimon Omer, shnei par. Ad kana braisa. Mahein mevien, when it comes to par hel and davar shel tzibur, machlekes. Tanakama, we don't even know who the Tanakama is. Par echad, Rav Shimon Omer, shnei par, Rav Shimon says too. So really, there's two things we don't know. Number one, who's the Tanakama? It's important, because we're going to get into the names. We're going to try to bring Rav Yehuda into the mix there. And additionally, what is the case even talking about? Mahein Mavin? I don't know. Can you please give me a little bit more information? Tanakama says parechot. Rav Shimon says tupam. The Gemara says azei. B'mayoski not. Le'meshachatu shiva. Are we talking about a case where seven of the shvatim sin? Right? We're just going to try to make up cases and until something finally sticks, right? So are we talking about we're seven of the Shvatim sin, and the Tanakama holds par echad, and Rav Shimon's going to say shnei parim. Who would be the Tanakama, by the way? It'd be Rav Meir. Oh, gewaldig. And Rav Shimon holds two parim, but the Gemara says Rav Shimon tam nabai. We know Rav Shimon's sheet in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Then in that case, you bring eight. Ella, the case must be talking about the chata shevet echad, right? If Rav Shimon says shnei parim, and we know Rav Shimon always says the shevet and bezdin. Oh, so that's probably talking about with one shevet. But what's the case? Is it talking about where one shevet sinned and it was because of the hayra of its individual bezdin? Rav Shimon doesn't hold to that. Now, how do you know Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to that? Because you need one of the calls to teach me that. Rabbi, you had four calls. The fourth one was Mechadish this halacha, that an individual bezin. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have all those calls. And as a result, we know Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that halacha. Elolah must be the cases, Behoiras bezin agadol. It must be talking about where the bezin agadol made a mistake. As much as Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a limo to teach me the individual shevet, but Rabbi Shimon must hold that being that each shevet brings its own par. If the Beis Din HaGadol paskins, even if only one shevet acts upon it, that would be enough for that shevet to have to bring a parum davar shetzibur. Now, how would he know that? I guess it's nichlal in the ikar halach of kol that each shevet brings, even if you don't have roiv. And he holds you always need two, and as a result, that's going to be the Reb Shimon, that old shnei part. But here's the question: V'tanakama mani? Who is the Tanakama? Right, here's the question: In name Rav Meir, is it Rav Meir? Haruba boy, Rav Meir holds you need roiv. Now, how do you know Rav Meir holds you need roiv? If Rav Yehuda doesn't hold you need roiv, and for sure, and Reb Shimon we're willing to entertain doesn't hold you need roiv. So how would you know Rav Meir holds you need roiv? It's because Rav Meir holds it was one par, and that one par was brought by the Beis Din HaGadol. And if that's the case, the assumption would be for sure that you need roiv of Klal Yisrael to sin. Even Reb Shimon Elazar, he came up with a roiv where you have the popular vote, the electoral vote, you have one or the other. But according to Rav Meir, you zichin need a roiv. So it can't be Rav Meir. It has to be someone that holds each shave that has its chshivas and brings its own par helm davar shel tzibur. El olav Rav Yehuda. It must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that where Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake, has to be Beis Din HaGadol because otherwise there's no Rabbi Shimon. Where Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake and only one shevet sin, has to be only one shevet sin because otherwise there's no Rabbi Shimon, right? So really, Rabbi Shimon is being megala to us what the case is. So Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake, has to be. And only one shevet sin. And it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. He's the only Tana we know. We know it's not Rameh, it's not Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is mentioned and Rameh is knocked out. So, by process of elimination, we're not familiar with another Tana who had an opinion in the sugya. So, it must be, who is it? It must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. And what does he say? You bring one. What about Greira? It must be there's no Greira. But the Gemara says, Amri, I hear it's a beautiful cheshbin, but at the same time, it's not Mucha, because I could always tell you a different shine in the Brisa. Again, this was a very cryptic Brisa. Whenever you have a cryptic debraisa, you can kvetch it ain't kvetch it a hair. You have a lot of liberty to do what you want to do with it. Hachamai skin, and I'll tell you, you know what's going on over here. Gan shachatu shisha shvatim. The case is talking about where six shvatim sin. They ain't Reuben shall call, but they represent the popular vote, the roiv of Klai Yisrael. For Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he's going to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Tanya belong to the braisa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, oimim mishmoi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, in the name of Reb Meir, chatu shisha, vein rubai shall call, oi shiva, afal pisha, ena rubai shall call, mevi empowered, aloch as they bring a pot. So, Lailam, I'll tell you that's the case of the Bryce. And you want to know who the Tanakam is? It's Reb Meir. Mahein mevin, parechot. It's Reb Shimon ben Elazar, alibo de Reb Meir. That's the case. We thought the case is where Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake and one shevet acted upon it. That's not the case. It's where Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake, and it was either seven shvatim, but they're the miyot, or it's six shvatim, but they're the roiv. And the parechod is shitas rameir. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon's going to be chaylik, and Reb Shimon's going to say that it's two parim. And what's going to emerge from here is that Reb Shimon agrees with this chiddush of rameir. That's number one. But additionally, what's going to emerge is that Reb Shimon's going to hold, in this case, even though six shvatim sinned, or seven shvatim sinned, right? It's either seven, but a miyot, it's six, or it's a roiv. So you would have thought you should have 6 plus 1, 7 plus 1. Being that at the end of the day, it's only a minority of Klai Yisrael, it's only going to be 1 plus 1, you're going to have 2. And that's what pshat in this braisa is going to be. But the bottom line is, this could be the pshat in the braisa. And being that this could be the pshat in the braisa, so it's not muchach then that the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, and if that's the case, we still have an Iboyalu, we still have an Iboy. So again, we have a Braisa, Mahim, Mavim, Parechad, Rab Shimon, Mishnei Parim. And it wasn't clear what the Braisa is talking about. And really, from Rab Shimon, there's a big gilui here, right? From the fact that Rab Shimon says only Shnei Parim, so we know it's not talking about we're roiv of Klal Yisrael sin, right? Because if it was seven Shvatim, for example, you would end up needing eight. So that's not something that would work. We also know it's not talking about with the local Bezdin, the Shevitz Bezdin, did its thing, because then it wouldn't be Shnei Parim. So where is there Hechatimsa that according to Rab Shimon, there's going to be Shnei Parim? And then we'll work backwards. We'll try to figure out who the Tanakam is. Mara said, probably it's talking about we're one Shevitz sin. Oh, one Shevitz sin, the shevet brings, plus Beis Din brings, you end up with two. Who then has the Tanakam gonna have to be? Not Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds you need Rav of Klal Yisrael. So what Who is it going to be? It's going to end up being Rabbi Yehuda. Checkmate. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Clearly, you bring one par in this case. But the Gemara says, no, there's another akimta that could work for Rabbi Shimon. And if that works for Rabbi Shimon, working backwards, we could have a different Tanakama. That Tanakama could actually be Rabbi Meir. Wow, it will actually work with Rabbi Meir, which we thought was dead on arrival in this price. It will work with Rabbi Meir if that's the case. It's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. It's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not going to be pushed to the child. What's the Ikimta? The Ikimta is where the case was where you had a Rav, but you didn't have a full Rav. If you have a Rav and you don't have a full Rav, could be there Rabbi Shimon holds that not every Shevet is going to bring. We're going to look at all of Klai Yisrael as one, but Bezin also has to bring because of the Gzeir Shava, Me'ini Akal. So you're going to end up with two. Rameir now could be the Tanakama who holds one. If it was one Shevet, Rameir couldn't be the Tanakama. If it's seven or six Shvatim, then Rameir could be the Tanakama. The problem with saying seven or six was how are you going to explain Rabbi Shimon? Because then Rabbi Shimon needs a bunch. The teretz is, it's azah, seven or six, where you don't have a full roiv. If you don't have a full roiv, could be a chiddush in Reb Shimon. Really, the chiddush is in Reb Shimon. Because Rameir, it's plug and play. The chiddush is in Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon's going to hold in that case, but you end up bringing this too. But the bottom line is, beken zogin azah chiddush, which working backwards would mean that maybe the Tanakam is Rameir. In your name, loved after Rabbi Yehuda, and if that's the case, we're left with an Ibaya, and the Gemara is moving along now, trying to be poish at this Shiloh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Bezdin Agadol made a mistake, one Shevet went ahead and acted upon it. It's Pashit that one Shevet would have to bring a par alam davash al tzibur. The Shaila is there a greater or is there not a greater? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a different price. This is a Sefri. Rabbi Yehuda, let me repeat the said. Shevet Shazal Bei Raz Beis Dino. Are you ready? We have to do this slowly because this is going to be a Shmamina. Shevet Sha'asa Bei Raz Beis Dino. A Shevet that acted based on the Hira of its own Bezdin. Oysa Shevet Chayiv, Ushar Kalashvatim Pturim. Right? This is not a chiddush. This is the third case of our Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He used the fourth kahal for this. B'hairah bezdin hagadol. If one shevet would act upon the hairah of bezdin hagadol, afilu shar shvatim chayavim, says the Gemara, shmamina. Right, shmamina is like the opposite of tiyufta. Shmamina has to be this way. Ravashi said, I want to add one knetch. Masnisa nami deko. I actually think it's meduyik in the Mishnah as well, diktani, because the Mishnah said at the very end, for also oisei shevet al piyim, right? What would be in that last case? We are hayru bezdin, and then that shevet went and acted upon the hayra of its own bezdin. Oisei shevet chayev ushar kol hashvatim pturim. That shevet's chayev and all the other shvatim are potter. So Rav Ashi is making a deal. This is not like a shmamina on the level of Rochel Bitcha Haktana Bok Tzena, right? But this is more of a diak. And what's the diak, right? Deikam means it's medoyik. Lomali the misna ushar shvatim pturim. Why did the Mishnah have to say that oisa shevet chayev ushar kala shvatim pturim? Hatana oisa shevet chayev. Vekivan the tana oisa shevet chayev menmeli yadana sheshar shvatim pturim, right? You wish sometimes all the Gemaras would be so wordy. Says the Gemara, Ella hakamashmala. You want to know what the chiddush is? The Bahiraz Beis Dinoi. When it comes to that Bezda making the mistake, who the shar shvatim pturim, we say shar shvatim are going to be part of the Bahiraz Bezda. But it comes to Bezdin Hagadol, afilu shar shvatim chayovim, and since faith al shmamina, that it's not mefurish, but at least meduyik in the Mishnah, that you're going to say greira, even when it's one shevet that made the mistake. One last piece, last part of the Gemara, ibayilo. As we'll see, this next Ibaya is the flip side of the same coin of the original Ibaya that we just said. Shevet echad. This next Gemara should go fast. You should be able to do this 100 miles an hour in the left lane, Chalila. But you should be able to do this very, very fast in the left lane if we're holding Cheshben for everything that we just did in the last 10, 15 minutes. So what would be if one Shevet acted, Bahiraz Bezdin Hagadol? So one Shevet made a mistake. It was based on the Ira, not of the local Bezdin. Bezdin Hagadol, the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon. Me, my Siyadoi. Are you going to bring or are you not going to bring? Hez Tashayla said the Bnei Shiva walk into Beis Medrash. And they said, like Reb Shimon, who we know is one of the big three Shitas and big three Tanam in the Sugya of Parhel and Davash al-Sibur. What's going to be the halacha in the event that the Bezdin Hagadol Paskin made a mistake, one Shevet acted upon? Now we know what Ramea Sheet is about this. You need Rav Kleisra. Shimon Allah's Amma Mishmai, popular votes and electoral votes, but you need Rav Kleisra. Rabbi Yehuda holds that for sure, it's not a question. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's going to be a par helam David Shal Tzibur, and not just that, there's even greater. It's going to be 12. The Shaila is, what is Sheetah's Rav Shimon as it relates to this? Now to be clear, as it relates to its individual Bezdin making a mistake, Rav Shimon doesn't have a kahal for that. And as a result, that's for sure out. The Shaila is, once the Bez and Agada makes a mistake, the fact that the Shevet brings, that we know. And we know Rabbi Shimon Shnita is that the Tzibur brings, Bez and Agada also brings, but the Tzibur brings. So the question is, if it would be one Shevet, what would be the halacha? Says the Gemara, Toshma, and again, this should really go fast. Toshma, Mahe Mevin, I have a cryptic brisa. What did they bring for the Parom Davashal Tzibur? Par Echad, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shnei Parom. The Mayoskina. What is this cryptic brisa talking about? So again, we're going to work backwards. Ile meshachatu shiva. Is it talking about where seven of the shvatim sin? Shnei parim. Could Reb Shimon say shnei parim? Shmoyne parim boy. We know Reb Shimon Shita in the Mishnah and in the brisa, you would need eight. Each shevet would have to bring one, and Bezdin would have to. Elo dechata shevet echad. Must be it's talking about, if Reb Shimon holds two, and we know Reb Shimon always holds plus one, it must be talking about one shevet sin, right? That must be the case. And on top of that, besides for the Shevet bringing its par, Bezin's going to have to bring a par. But B'mai, Ilei M'boi Ras Beisdino, is it talking about with that one Shevet sin based on the Hira of its individual Bezin? Reb Shimon, Leslay. Reb Shimon doesn't have a call for that. He doesn't have that. Elitz Pash, it says the Gemara, by Ras Bezin Agadol. It must be talking about with that one Shevet that sin based on the Hira of Bezin Agadol. What's Reb Shimon Shita? You bring two parim. One plus one. So you see, Klar, this price. Now, is it Mefurish that's the case? No, but you have Reb Shimon. That part is Mefurish. And he's saying two, and the only time it makes sense that there should be two is if one shevet sinned, and it can't be its Bezdin made a mistake, must be the Bezdin Agadol. So agishmaki boyalu, mit agishmaki toshma. But the Gemara says, v'tizbro, if that's the case, Tanakam Amani, you explain to me, please, who is the Tanakam? Irameyer, is it Rameyer? Yeah, you tell me it's Rameyer, Harubabai. Rameyer holds only times the power and dolvish, if you have right. Irab Yehuda, and if it's Rab Yehuda, this is a gishmaka, Irab Yehuda. Shar shvatim nami maisu. We know Rab Yehuda holds of greater, even when it's one shevet. How did we know that? Because we had a Mefurish Sifri, and we had Masisanami Deker, Rav Ashi's Deik from the Mishnah. So that can't be the case. So who is it going to be? Hamani, right? There's no way in the world to make sense of it. But the Gemara says it's not true, because you know why? You know what I could always tell you? I could tell you, Hamani Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I could tell you that maybe what's going on in this Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. And like we mentioned a moment ago, in other words, we saw in the first time the Gemara brought this brisa, two ways to learn the brisa. One way was Bezdin Agadol made a mistake and one shevet acted upon it, but there was another way. The other way was it was seven, but they're a mirt, six and they're a roiv. Over there, the Tanakam could be Rameyer that's going to hold, you're going to bring one par. But being that you don't have a real roiv of Klai Yisrael, could be Rav Shimon Shita is going to be a one plus one. It's a chiddush, but that was something that the Gemara already said. We already went down this road, right? We already went through this already. So this, we know, is already a havamina. The bottom line is, being that there's another way to learn the Braisa, it's not muchach, the Braisa is talking about where one shevet acted upon the ira of the Bezdin Agadol, therefore, lav dafka, we have a snar Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, I hear. So if that's the case, we're back to the drawing board. So what is the halacha? The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya, v'chachomim. Oimrim, the Chachamim said in our Mishnah, Elo al Hayraz Bezdin Hagadol. Right? So if you remember, the third case in the Mishnah was where one Bez Shevet went and made a mistake, acting upon its own individual Bez. Rabbi Yehuda said that you're going to be Chayef. Aval Chachamim Oimrim, Einai Chayef Elo al Hayraz Bezdin Hagadol. So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? And we're going to narrow it down to two. Either Rameyer or Reb Shimon. Because again, they are the man, the umrims in the sukkah. Either Rameyer, is it Rameyer? Ruba boy. Rameyer holds you have to have roif. And if Rameyer holds you have to have roif, so what do you mean? It sounds like if one shevet would do this, but it was based on the hira of the Bezdin Agadol, you would be chayiv. You only chayiv if it's right. El Reb Shimon, must be it's Reb Shimon, Shma Mina. And that's right, the Reb Shimon holds that you bring the par on Davashal Tzibur, even if it's only one shevet, as long as it's al pi Bezdin Agadol. And just explains a little bit better. When you learn the Mishnah, you can think, lo oilam enei chayiv, ela aleros Bezdin Agadol, means, boifen klali, maybe you need the Bezdin Agadol, could be also need seven shvatim. But the Gemara is understanding it more talking directly to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying one shevet, al pi beis dinai pari al davar shel tzibur, lo'ilam eni chayiv one shevet, unless it's Bezdin Agadol. We know it's not Rameyer, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, because you're coming to argue with Rabbi Yehuda, must be it's Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara, Shmam Yina, Shitas Rab Shimon. So really, we had these two ibayas in the Gemara. One ibaya was, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold of greater when one shevet made a mistake, al pi Bezdin Agadol? The other ibaya was, does Rabbi Shimon hold that if one shevet makes a mistake, al pi Bezdin Agadol, it's even going to have to bring the Parom Davashal Tzibur? Those are two loose ends, technically, in the sugya. there is a mahalach to learn the brisa that would be poishnit both of the ishailas. Mahein mevin par echad, Rav Shimon ay mishnei parin. It's very cryptic what the brisa means. Some of the more traditional understandings almost immediately get knocked out. If the brisa is talking about where one shevet acted upon the Bezin HaGadol, you'd be poishnit both of your yibayas. The Tanakama would be Rabbi Yehuda, you see it's par echad, you don't say greira. And Rav Shimon ay mishnei parin, you would see that Rav Shimon holds, you do bring a par. But the Maaseh Gemara was doicha both of these tashmas for both of these yibayas in the same way. And that's because there's another way to learn the cryptic brisa. Could be the brisa is talking about where it was a roiv shehu miyot or a miyot shehu roiv. And the Tanakama is Ramei, Rav Shimon holds, Shmuel holds you bring your good old fashioned par echad, and Reb Shimon's going to hold in this interesante case that you bring shtei parim. That is always a hechatimsa. That's a possibility to learn the brisa. As a result, we need a different tashmas to come up with a different shaylas. The bottom line is a fun daf in terms of all the cheshbon. But the bottom line is really three greiser shitas as relates to the parim davar shel tzibra. Parim davar shel tzibra. It sounds like one par, right? L'chayra. That's what it feels like. Really, it's not pashut at all. Ramei held it was one par. Rabbi Yehuda held each shevet brought its own par. Rabbi Shimon held both. Rabbi Shimon said that every shevet brought its own par, plus the tzibur brought another par. What would be if only some of the shvatim, one of the shvatim, what would be if the toys happened al yaday, the individual bezin, that was the sugya, boiled down to limudim, four calls, three calls, two calls. Again, a daf that's geshmak to learn, geshmak to chazer. We are going to stop here.